Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino bunts towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valdespino for the out. Virals moves to second. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Virals moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Virals tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty scores. Hall moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hall tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rollins moves to second. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Virals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-0 in the game. Valdespino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Virals moves to third. Bob Locker now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rollins strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Cott reaches second base with a double. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valdespino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Romano moves to third. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cott, and towards Kindle, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano scores. Ward moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Rollins moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards second. Buford picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Buford. Rollins scores. Kindle goes all the way around to score. Cott moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Twins. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward has Cott trapped. There's the throw to Romano and back to Ward, who tags Cott for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hicks pinch hits for Bob Locker. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Hicks reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hicks moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hicks tags and scores. One out. It's 6-2, Twins. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Valdespino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Valdespino reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Valdespino scores. It's 7-2, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. Mincher bunts towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. Oliva moves to third. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's 8-2, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Hall steals second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rollins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scourin is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Al Worthington now pitching. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Gene Freeze. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Burgess reaches second base with a double. Hansen scores. Berry moves to third. It's 8-3, Twins. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Bolo now pitching. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is called out on strikes. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Valdespino hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. Cater strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 3 in the game. Mincher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-3, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veer Alts misplays the ball. That's an error on Veer Alts. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. One out. Marv Steele pinch hits for Greg Bolo. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hansen tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-4, Twins. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive towards the mound. Worthington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.